You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better for Monday, July 26th, 2010, episode 26, Versions of New Editions, Cool It Now. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning. It's July 26, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and you've tuned in to Who Did It Better, the weekly show, the weekly Coverville show that plays you just two covers of a song, sometimes three, but usually two covers of a song, and then asks you to step inside the voting booth, you know, pull that little curtain closed, and pull the little lever for whichever one you like better. And today we've got two versions of New Editions, Cool It Now, because, you know, we like being really, really serious on this show. I say it's the royal we. I keep saying we. It's the royal we. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about last week. Last week, I played three versions of Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper. And yes, a lot of you made jokes about more cowbell. They, you know, did your Christopher Walken impersonations via email and Twitter. And I do love that. And I also love the turnout. Man, we had 198 votes for this one. A lot of people chimed in on this one. The Peptides coming in on top with over 35% of the vote, followed very closely by Jerry Chapman with 28% of the vote. So you guys like the more acoustic, scaled down versions of the song more than the HIM version, which came in third with a little over 15%. And then 22 of you had another answer, and 11% of you had another answer, and just under 10% of you said none of the above. Some of the other answers we got, actually all the other answers we got, The Beautiful South coming in on top with five recommendations from for the other category. So I think we're going to have to play that one again. I played that one on a very early episode of Coverville, but we'll have to bring that one out again. Apollo 440 and Sex, S-E-K-S. Both with three suggestions. Gus with two. Mutton Birds with two recommendations. Clint Ruin, Too Hip for the Room. Pierce the Veil. Wilco and Nutty all coming in with one recommendation each from the other category. So we'll look at those and get some of those onto the regular Coverville show. Also wanted to respond to a listener. Rob, who was watching the DVD for the Four Rooms soundtrack and said, hey, this song sounds really familiar. Is it the theme to Who Did It Better? And, you know, I'm not sure if they did use... Let me look here. I want to see if they did use that song in the Four Rooms soundtrack. The group is... It was Combustible Edison, who did a lot of music for the Four Rooms soundtrack. If you have not seen Four Rooms, it is it's a movie with four little segments, one of them directed by Quentin Tarantino, one of them, I believe, by Robert Rodriguez, starring, you know, folks like Jennifer Beale, Madonna. Really, really good movie. Anyway, check that out. And yes, Combustible Edison did do the soundtrack for Four Rooms, or did a lot of music on the soundtrack, and they did do the theme song to Who Did It Better, which is Spy versus Spy. All right. Out of the way, let's get to the music now. Let's start with, we got two versions of Cool It Now, originally by New Edition. I decided to go with something a little bit lighter than Don't Fear the Reaper from last week. Hope you enjoy that. So we're doing Cool It Now by New Edition. The first cover you're going to hear is by a group from Toronto in the early 90s, came out with a song called Steal My Sunshine, really big hit, a big summer hit. And it was... Mark Costanzo and Sharon Costanzo, brother and sister team. You might remember that song. They shared the vocal duties on that one. On this one, Sharon takes center stage. Here is Len with their cover of Cool It Now. from their 2004 album, The Diary of the Mad Men. That is Len with their cover of Cool It Now. Sharon Costanzo taking front stage there with vocals, solo vocals on that one. Let's cool it down and stay in control with another version here, this one by Robbers on High Street. This came out on the 2008 compilation, one of my favorite compilations, Guilt by Association Volume 2, a bunch of songs, Guilty Pleasures, all covered by different artists. Here is Robbers on High Street with their take on Cool It Now.
Everybody's talking, saying things without knowing that life brings a change, and they keep checking all the signs. My friends tell me I'm lovesick, but all I keep thinking about is her in my eyes, and I'll never be the same until I make a mind. But my friends keep telling me to
cool it down.
I should cool it down.
Watch out,
I'm gonna lose control.
Cool it down.
I should slow it down.
Slow it down.
I'm gonna fall in love. Every day I walk her home from school, and she tells me how she really feels. And there's no doubt in my mind that this girl is a one of a kind. 'Cause all I keep thinking about is her in my eyes, and I'll never be the same until I make a mind. But my friends keep telling me to, I should cool it down. I'm gonna lose control. Yeah, slow it down. I'm gonna fall in love. Make a mind, but my friends keep telling me to. I should cool it down. I'm gonna lose control. Best to slow it down. I'm gonna fall in love. I should cool it down. I'm gonna lose control. I should slow it down. I'm gonna fall in love.
Robbers on High Street from the compilation Guilt by Association Volume 2 from 2008 with their cover of New Edition's Cool It Now. Kind of, you know, if you threw some horns in there or threw a trumpet in there specifically, you might think that, that reminds you a little bit of Cake. I don't know. Is it me? You guys hear a little bit of Cake in that one? That is Robbers on High Street versions. Before that, you heard the Len version. Now, like I said, I want you to step into the voting booth and flick the little switch for which one you like better. Did you like the Len version, the female fronted vocalist version? Did you like the more stripped down version by Robbers on High Street? Or is there another version out there that floats your boat? Boy, tell me about it, because I couldn't find any. Or maybe you don't like either. Maybe you're a Bobby Brown fan and you like the original. Who knows? Well, you do, and I want you to tell me. Go to coverville.com and look for the post for this episode of Who Did It Better and click on the link to the survey. Click your check. Actually, I think only the survey actually appears right there on the page. Click your choice for the survey. If you do have a favorite version of that song, then choose that one. And if neither one of these songs did it for you, then click neither. You know, but hey, vote. It's your duty. It's your solemn duty to vote for Who Did It Better. If you have a suggestion for Who Did It Better or some feedback, ideas, suggestions, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222. Cover, that is 206-222-2683. You can also post your comments, your feedback, your suggestions, your ideas over on coverville.com in the comments section for this or any other post on the show. That is going to do it for this edition of Who Did It Better. We'll be back next week with the results of this week's vote, as well as two brand new songs for you to compare. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for this morning. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Oh, hey, you know what? Voting. Voting ends August 1st, 2010 at midnight. So Sunday night at midnight, get your votes in before then. All right, bye-bye now. Who Did It Better is brought to you by Coverville and Backbeat Media. Backbeat Media, Coverville, a proud member of the Back Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville and Who Did It Better brought to you by Cashfly, CACHEFLY. And Coverville and Who Did It Better can be found as part of the Frogpan Studios Full Force Feed, the Ultra Feed over there at Frogpan Studios. Find out more about that at frogpants.com, or if you need a little reminder, just listen to this.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.